Decades ago, we were already singing What a Long Strange Trip It's Been before we had any idea just how strange or how long. Sometimes I feel like a pretender, like a character in a book when I look back half a century. I mean, how remote is that, remembering 50 years ago? Exactly as remote as the Austro-Hungarian Empire was to the Freedom Riders, who 50 years ago this month set off to challenge segregation on interstate buses. They were firebombed in Alabama. Riots broke out in Montgomery. The governor declared martial law. And we thought, 50 years from now, no more race hatred, no more injustice. 50 years ago this month, Alan Shepard became the first American in outer space, and the young president, our young president, called on the nation to send a manned mission to the moon. And we thought, 50 years from now, human colonies throughout the solar system. And 50 years ago, in Greenwich Village, a skinny kid who had arrived from Minnesota just a few months before was hanging out at the Gaslight, pretending to be Woody Guthrie reincarnate, dazzling his co-conspirators in the folk scene with the fireworks shooting out of his pen. And we thought, the times, they are changing. Coming up, we're going to have a decade of 50-year anniversaries. Next year, 50 since Andy Warhol painted a soup can. 50 since Marilyn Monroe was found dead. In 2013, 50 years since the publication of The Feminine Mystique and of Martin Luther King's I Have a Dream speech. 50 years since that young president was suddenly struck down. We'll observe all the anniversaries because 50 is a nice round number. And because baby boomers, as we always have, take up a lot of space and attention. And because as the 60s turn 50, we will all, geezers and gamesters, retirees and young tyros, all of us will want to try to understand what it means that way back then, no one could see what was coming. Because, at least in that way, 50 years ago, just like it is now, same as it ever was. Last week, I was at a conference and asked an acquaintance if I could join him in his group for dinner. He hesitated, smiled. We were just talking about keeping it under 40. I said nothing. I didn't know what he meant. But sure, he said, you're under 40 at heart. Come with us. Went out with my young friends, had a good time. But in the back of my mind the whole time, I was conscious of an obligation, not to seem more youthful than I am, no, but to avoid acting like age confers wisdom, to abstain from assuming the world I know is the real world, and I know it best because I've been around so long. In short, my obligation as an aging boomer is this. Don't talk too much. Listen and learn. In his 1997 album, Dylan sang about darkness, not the apocalypse of prophecy of a hard rain falling, something much more personal. I was born here and I'll die here against my will. I know it looks like I'm moving, but I'm standing still. There's not even room enough to be anywhere. It's not dark yet, but it's getting there. The 60s turn 50. Bob Dylan turns 70. To everything, turn, 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 there's a season. And now it's the turn of people who are never out of touch, who can instantly watch and listen to everything that's been recorded in the past 100 years, people who live in times of great change, whose job it is to try to pick up the pieces. May your hands always be busy. May your feet always be swift. May you have a strong foundation as the winds of changes shift. May your heart always be joyful. May your song always be sung. Happy birthday, Bob.